time. So I guess what's been different the last few weeks?
I don't know. It's just some certain things that happen, just certain miscommunications that are going on out there, and just as far as for the full scheme of the routes that are going on, everybody has to be on the same page, and we haven't been having that lately.
Are you angry with what happened yesterday? Are you frustrated? Are you embarrassed? How do you sum it up?
Just a little, just a little embarrassed. I felt like we wanted to come out there and play some solid football and get a quality victory over a quality team, you know, not just for ourselves but for the city and for the area, but we just couldn't get it done.
Victor, you guys spent so much time studying. Eli and the receivers go extra time to study. How does that miscommunication stuff happen? I mean, are you not hearing the signals right? Are you misreading them? How does it happen?
It's just a matter of, in the course of the game, when things happen that kind of derail us, or things that happen when, you know, certain things that we don't expect to see coverage-wise, we just have to do a good job of adjusting to that. And I think we didn't do a good job of adjusting throughout the game to the different coverages, adjusting our routes and our route combinations according to that coverage. So I think that was just one of the things that we saw that we just got to get squared away and learn. You know, not just adjusting to what we see on film and during the week of practice, but adjusting to the different coverages they might play throughout the course of the game.
Do you think your quarterback's in a slump?
I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of all of us getting on the same page, and we'll be all right. I wouldn't call it a slump. It's just a couple bad games of where everybody's just not, you know, getting things done together and catching the football and moving the ball. So I wouldn't necessarily call it a slump.
I guess, you guys set the bar pretty high, which is one of the reasons why when you see passing numbers go down, everybody gets a little bit of panic. Is there worry at all in the meeting rooms, the locker room? Are you guys kind of wondering what's going on?
We're not worried. We just had, we see what's going on. It's right there on film for us to see. So we just got to continue to attack those problem areas and continue to move forward.
Are you worried that one loss could be amplified, that, things could spiral?
I know given our history, it's kind of been that way. But, I think this year we're going to do a good job of continuing to stay forward and continue to stay positive and win some middle season games, unlike we did last year.
That means this week is a big game.
Yeah, it's a huge one for us, especially going into the bye week, and we want to get a good victory over, Cincinnati's a good team, so we're going to have to go in there and get a quality victory over a good team to head into the bye on a good note.
Are some things you guys could do this week to address some of the miscommunications?
Just to do a good job of understanding the coverages that we're going to see, understanding the different looks that we're going to get, and being able to adjust to all of them, and just doing our normal routine, going in the meeting rooms with Eli, understanding what he sees and things like that. So it can't be too much of a big difference, but we just got to understand that we have to adjust to what we're seeing out there and continue to stay positive.